This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is 12/22/21, a very significant date, day after the winter solstice. And if you've been listening to this show for any amount of time, you know that these weather, the change of seasons, very important influence upon the markets. And this is show number 352. So what about that solstice, Nick?
Yeah, so yesterday we had the winter solstice. Often it's a turning point for the markets as well as a turning point for the seasons. So we always want to pay attention to it. This time around, though, we were down into the solstice, so it looks like we're getting a bounce in the markets. But a lot of seasonality is in play right now, and I think that's what we're looking for. A lot of people are hoping that Santa will come to town this year. Stocks rallied yesterday, reversing Monday's sell-off. I thought that would happen because we were already oversold. We talked about that a little bit on Monday on the podcast. And we're seeing very, very light volume trade. So I don't think you make too much out of the solstice right now because getting a little bit of a bid, got some seasonality in play. But and there could be some more upside in the near term as volume is expected to be light this week since it's a holiday shorted in trading week. Markets are closed on Friday, which is Christmas Eve. And then next week between Christmas and New Year's, the market is expected to be very, very light as well. So while it looks okay for the bulls right now, I think the bigger picture is not so promising, and you want to be a little bit careful down the road. But right now, I mean, we're looking at seasonality in play, and it seems like light volume is taking over the trend right now.
Could we see an algo-triggered crash like the Monday after the holiday? It comes on a weekend today. So I think trading is closed next Monday, so Tuesday maybe?
No, we'll be open next Monday. So the market is actually open the entire week next week. This week it is closed on Friday for Christmas Eve. I don't know if we'd see, and it's always possible, like we saw the day after Thanksgiving where we had that big, big high volume sell-off. It was a monster sell-off day on a half-day session. It's always a possibility. I would never rule anything out the way these markets are behaving right now. I don't expect it, though. Generally, I think the markets are usually somewhat calm around this holiday. It's usually an unwritten law. Everybody's away. Who's skiing? Who's doing this or that? Maybe people will be around this time around because of the Omicron variant, if they're nervous about that. But overall, I'm not expecting any crashes.
The only reason why I bring it up is day after Thanksgiving is like, it's like a morgue. The exchange, I mean, well, there is no physical exchange anymore. That's just a screen set, a backdrop. Hollywood backdrop doesn't exist. But point is, there was like an unwritten rule that day after Thanksgiving is just a housekeeping day. Nothing
That's
happens.
Right.
And
That's
then
right.
For the first time ever that I remember, I never remember a crash day after a holiday. I never remember seeing one. Has it ever happened before in our lifetimes?
It has happened. If you go back to 2012, I believe we had a major decline. Maybe it's 2011. I got to check the chart, but we did have a major decline after a Thanksgiving day off. So it has happened before. This time, though, the magnitude was pretty severe and it caused a lot of damage on the charts. And we're still feeling the aftershocks from it. So I would still be very, very cautious even next week, even if the markets do not have a big, big tumble. But this is going to be a really, really tough first quarter, first half of the year for the markets going forward, in my opinion.
All right. So we got through the quad, which fairly unscathed, though, didn't we?
Yeah. I mean, you had a lot of whipsaw, though, that quad, which it wasn't, you had some bounces, then you had some selling. So it really was all over the map. And that's what you expect during an options expiration. You expect markets to be all over the place. They're never going to be just one track. They're going to be down. They're going to be up. They're going to be all over the map. And that's what a quad witch does. And then we had that real good sell-off, obviously, on Monday, which was the 20th of December. and we held the 50-day moving average or the 100-day moving average on the S&P 500 to the penny. So that is where we've gotten our bounce so far, and seasonality now is kicking in a little bit. But I think the markets are in trouble in a big way. And overall, I think this is just a bounce, and I'm glad for it. So it'll give us another opportunity to play some more downside when the time comes.
Yeah, I think after Powell's little powwow there last week, the word is out that the emperor has no cortex.
I like that. And I think you're right. I think right now the central bankers are in a box. They're tied up pretty closely to, you know, the rhetoric. They can only say so much. Now they have to actually take some action. So Powell has vowed that he's going to cut the taper. He actually made that statement prior to everything that we've seen as far as the FOMC announcement. He did that prior. He did it at a Senate Banking Committee hearing. So he's really obligated to taper quickly. And, he said we're probably going to see 3 rate hikes next year. I'm not so sure of that. But, we'll see how the markets react. This is what it's all about now.
The taper caper. Yes, for sure. Interesting thing. So the past 2 quad witches, gold had been and silver had been absolutely decimated. This quad witch, they just kind of yawned through it.
Yeah, this time it wasn't. They actually rallied up after the Fed announcement, and gold has been acting a little bit better since. And even today, gold is acting pretty well right now as we speak. It's up $10 on the futures. So, it still needs a lot of work to firm up. But it's had a good bounce since the Fed, and it's inching up a little bit more today.
Yeah, agreed. And finally, our erstwhile cryptocurrency. I see more and more people getting on the crypto bandwagon, particularly for Bitcoin, Ethereum. Those are really the two. The rest of them are just kind of playthings at this point, although there's arguments to be made for them. But in terms of trading Bitcoin, Ethereum, those two are the ones. I wonder if this acceptance is going to be a signal for a crash to lower levels.
Well, I think, I don't know about a crash, but I do think that Bitcoin is headed lower. The consolidation pattern that it's making right now on the daily chart is a bearish one. We're back above that 200-day moving average on Bitcoin futures, so that's a little bit of a positive. We're sitting really right on the 200 MA as we speak right now. But overall, it's just a sideways drift, and when you go sideways, the next move will be a resuming move, which will be to the downside. At least that's what the charts are saying now. Could it change? Obviously, it can. But right now, that's the pattern that's in play. And the trend is down as well.
And it's important to note that Bitcoin is up 105% over the past year, from 25,000 to 48,000. But I'm looking at the double top, triple top, actually, pattern from going back to May of 2021, and then October 21. And then November, triple top, and it's not a pretty chart.
No, it's not a pretty chart. And the other thing that everybody should just watch now is watch the moving averages. You're going to see price now is trading below its 50-day moving average, the 100-day, and the 20-day, sitting right on the 200-day. So overall, the trend is now down on the daily chart. And you want to stick with the trend. The trend is really your friend, except at the end. And this trend is just starting, in my opinion.
All right. Well, just find that interesting, because Bitcoin is a market, trades purely on emotion. There are no fundamentals. And, if the inflation play, if Bitcoin's the ultimate inflation play now, because for whatever reasons, silver, gold aren't functioning properly in that role, then if inflation really is coming down, then Bitcoin might come down too.
I think it will, especially if the U.S. dollar firms up. So when I look at the dollar has more upside to go. The dollar's got a bullish pattern, which is just the opposite of what the Bitcoin chart looks like, which is a bearish pattern.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. I think we'll leave it at that. So make sure you go over to Nick's site, inthemoneystocks.com. See how he's beaten the averages for decades. The Twitter feed's at ITMS. At NickSantiago01, at Kerry Lutz. Your emails are welcome. Shoot them off to me at KL at kerrylutz.com. And Nick, we'll talk to you on Friday.
Sounds good, Kerry. Thank you.